Swear words are an integral part of language, but in some contexts and with certain people, it just doesn't feel right to swear. For these situations, minced oaths might be an alternative. Minced oaths are inoffensive versions of a taboo word, like shoot for shit, or darn for damn, or even jumping Jehoshaphat for Jesus Christ. Using minced oaths is one way for film and TV scriptwriters to make their shows available to a wider audience, including children, without causing offence. Broadcasting regulations in the UK state that before 9 p.m, a time known as the watershed, no content that could be inappropriate for children can be shown on TV. This means that in EastEnders, for example, a gritty British soap opera set in East London, none of the characters are allowed to swear. Minced oaths like flaming and bloomin', delivered with plenty of emphasis, are surprisingly effective in giving the impression of swearing without causing offence. Of course, minced oaths are nothing new. In fact, the late 16th and early 17th century saw many new minced oaths enter the English language. This coincided with the rise of Puritanism in England, a religious reform movement that aimed to bring the Church of England back to a strict interpretation of biblical teaching. The Puritans wanted to ban words connected with God from being used in a non-religious context. And in 1606, under the reign of King James I, a censorship law called the Act to Restrain Abuses of Players was introduced by the English Parliament. Under the Act, any theatre putting on a play that used the name of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, or the Trinity in a way that was seen as irreligious would be fined. These Puritan restrictions had an impact on the plays of Shakespeare, who was writing at that time. For example, Shakespeare often uses Jove, a form of the Greek god Jupiter, to avoid writing God, which would have offended the Puritans and got him fined. The scriptwriters of the hit comedy show Friends would certainly have received heavy fines under the 1606 Act for their frequent use of the expression, "Oh my God," which appears multiple times in almost every episode and is even the catchphrase of Janice, Chandler's ex-girlfriend. Although for most people, saying God's name in this way doesn't carry the same taboo that it did in the 1600s. It is still seen as wrong by many conservative Christians, especially in the US. To avoid saying the word God, some people choose the minced oaths gosh, goodness, or gracious as alternatives, or even the initial letters OMG. In the musical My Fair Lady, which was made into a film starring Audrey Hepburn in 1964, probably the most famous scene climaxes on a minced oath of bloody. The word bloody is taboo because it refers to the blood of Jesus. In the movie, Hepburn plays Eliza Doolittle, a Cockney flower seller that has been working with phonetics expert Dr. Higgins to change her accent to an upper-class one. On a trip to the fashionable Ascot races, Eliza convinces everyone with her impeccable accent until the moment during a race when she shouts at a horse in her old Cockney style, "Come on, Dover, move your bloomin' arse!" Yes, she avoided saying bloody by using the minced oath blooming. But a lady shouting arse at Ascot didn't go down too well. Of course, it's not just religious terms that can be taboo. There are various minced oath forms of shit, including shucks, shoot, and sugar, while bullshit can be replaced with baloney, balderdash, or simply BS. And when it comes to fucking, there is a whole range of alternative forms from effing, fecking, flaming, flipping, freaking, and frickin' to friggin', and probably a whole lot more.